This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is what they call petty, Kyle, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just needs a best friend, that's all. Needs help. And I need him not to bat fourth tonight. That's what I need. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, reacting to a great win last night. Let's not lose sight of that. It was a really nice win.
That's why you can't be hasty.
Well, you can't. Well, you can. Sometimes you can react. What are we trying to do? We're being proactive here, Hugh. Just like Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott trigger word proactive thing.
That's right.
That's kind of lame.
You want to be reactive. We're being proactive.
That's kind of lame.
Well, sometimes that's how you have to do things here. All right, Phillies win last night. Good win. Big home run by Trey in the ninth. His best moment of the season so far. Big home run by Bryce, who was due for a home run after not hitting one since the first weekend of the season. But the end of the day, they have an Alec Boehm situation. He goes 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts last night. He's off to an awful start. I think this is all in his head right now. And my solution is tonight I'm dropping in the order. I'm putting him eighth, and I'm going to back Castellanos fourth. I can't have this guy in the middle of my order right now. Hugh wants to leave it alone, let it be. And Kyle wants to bench this guy. Where do you come down on Boehm? 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Topper here on Alec Boehm after the game last night?
Boehm's kind of going through it a little bit right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's thinking about it, But he'll get out of it. I mean, this guy was the all-star third baseman last year in the National League. So I'm not going to pull the shoot on him yet, despite what everybody says. So I have a lot of trust in him.
Would you consider maybe moving Castellanos over right now, or is that not something?
No, we'll see tomorrow.
All right, so that to me seems like he's open to switching him in the lineup, because he didn't say no to the Castellanos Boehm down. But
you're not pulling him.
That it sounded like, at least there, that he's not going to bench him right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the tough part about being a manager. And a lot of times when you ask these questions, I've never been a manager, but I try to put myself in that situation as a former player to see how I would feel or what I would try to do, in this situation. And that's why sometimes for me, it's basically a shade of gray, because I understand, again, where you're coming from. And we're in a position where trying to win games, and Topper has this year, especially, he's been quick with the trigger. He's been quick to make moves and everything, but this is one where there's a lot of moving parts to this. You could justify by saying, well, hell, we didn't want him here anyway. But he's here, and he's a part of what you're trying to accomplish. And I think that's the thing that people aren't really realizing, is that if they haven't made this move yet and if he's still here, they feel that at some point he can help them accomplish the ultimate goal. So you have to try to work this situation as best you possibly can to get the most out of him.
Yeah, and although I understand Kyle's point and others that want to bench him, the reason I'm not hitting that button yet is I don't know if he's going to recover if you bench him. It might be over, and then you have a sunk asset. Like, until you find a trade partner, what do you do with this guy the rest of the season? Like,
yeah.
I think if you drop him to eighth tonight, he won't be happy about it, but at least his 0-for-4, if it happens again, it's not, like, I think it's part of the reason why it's weighing on him is he's striking out in big spots, right? Like, it's the middle of the
money
order.
Money time.
I gotta get, the number one priority is I have to get him away from the spotlight of being the cleanup hitter on the Phillies, because obviously right now, he's not even close to that.
Wouldn't you like to know what you really have?
I think I do.
With this guy, though.
I know, but I think I do.
Well, then, okay.
I mean, what am I going to do in April with him? I'd like to trade him today, but I don't know if anyone wants him.
I think, to your point, Kyle, they do know what they have, Benny. And that's why they're still trying to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because, so, I mean, as far as his mental makeup and stuff, he's probably a little bit more, he probably skews more mental midget than anything. But when he's on top of his game, he's a 275 hitter.
But so I disagree with the whole, like, they brought him back because they believe in him. They brought him back because they couldn't find a trade partner and an obvious upgrade for him.
When I said that, it was more you couldn't get anything for him and he's a part of what you want to do. I didn't say that, like, they believe
well,
in
I
him.
Think
that's
he's
something
only,
totally different.
I think he's a part of what they want to do by default.
Yeah,
like, because he's here.
Even if that's the case, he's still a part of it.
Now, they botched
this. But I think he shouldn't be.
Yeah, the Phillies botched this.
He's not right now.
They're
part of anything.
The Phillies are part to blame, too, for this. I mean, the fact that they made it so public, I mean, my goodness. I mean, didn't someone in that room say, hey, maybe we should shut up about this. He's going to be sensitive if we end up bringing him back. Like, I actually, in retrospect, it's remarkable how open they were to any reporter that they could get a quote from, you know, or get an off-the-record quote, that they were looking to trade him. They were talking to everyone in the league about trading him. Bryce Harper opening day was like, yeah, the rumors are true.
And see, he got past that. I'm telling you, he was okay with that. Because a lot of times as a professional athlete, you might hear rumors about being traded or whatever. But when the season starts, you didn't get traded. You're part of that organization.
Right.
And that's how it works. So everything that you're saying is true. I'm not disputing that. But he's here now, and he's a part of their immediate plans right now.
Well, like, I mean, I could have also said last year Bryce Huff was a part of what the Eagles are trying to do to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't mean that he's going to actually – well, not really.
No.
He's not a legitimate contributor. It's just a nice way of saying he's here.
Okay, this is where the fandom – you got to take it back just a
Absolutely
little bit.
Absolutely not.
Because Bryce Huff – to your point,
Stinks.
Was a part of what they wanted
but,
him to be.
No, he wasn't.
Well, he was
they
part
of paid him. He was one of the highest paid players
but
they got in free agency last year.
Eventually, though, they changed
and
it.
And they benched his ass.
But they wanted him to be a part of it. He was a part of it. That's the point you're missing.
Wanting him to be a part of it and being a part of it are two completely different things.
But Kyle, they still think that he can be a part of it. Why do you think he's still? Yes. Why do you think he's still
Bryce Huff?
No, we're talking about two different. We're talking about Alec Bohm.
We know why Bohm is still
Hall.
Here. It's so obvious. They tried to trade him and they couldn't, and they didn't have an immediate obvious upgrade. That's why he's here. He's here because he has to be.
And if they had their way,
he'd be out of here.
And they have to make it work. That's the point I think you're missing. Like, he's here. Nothing we can do about it. Let's try to make it work.
You know, sure. And I'm not saying trade him today. I'm saying bench him. See if you can light a fire under his ass. If it doesn't, then you really know what you have.
So I think in retrospect now, a lot of this is all, like, hitting me in retrospect. It should have been a red flag to them. Then nobody offered them anything. Like, you know, we have people.
You don't want to give them away, though.
I know that, but why didn't anyone offer them anything of substance? Right? We have a lot of people that call the station that believe in Alec Bohm. Like, I've been getting yelled at for days that he's a great player.
Well, obviously,
the rest of baseball said, "Nah, not
right.
really."
So this to me is like the emergency hatch. I'm going through it already.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the shades of Simmons with this. Ben Simmons, as much as we laugh at him now, was not a bad basketball player the first 3-4 years of his career.
No.
Then he became a bad
mm-hmm.
one. Part of it was he checked out mentally. And you could blame Embiid or Rivers or all the nonsense with that. And he was just a baby himself, and he was fragile mentally, Ben. But Ben went from being an asset mm-hmm. to just done.
And to a liability.
And I think we're close on Bohm. If they don't get him right, I just think he shuts down. And we may never see him be good here again.
And now, back to my original point, because you compared Bohm to now Carson Wentz and Ben Simmons,
which is not great company. We are going in the wrong direction
here. But think about what happened with both guys. Now, things did not end well with either of them, but Carson Wentz showed his true colors when you benched him for Jalen Hurts.
Mm.
Ben Simmons showed his true colors when they benched him in the final 2 minutes of playoff games. None of us are crying over Ben Simmons and Carson Wentz not being here anymore.
I know. So you want to see the true colors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we might be close to that. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bohm? Big Phillies win last night. Should they bench him, let it ride it out with him, you know, hitting where he's hitting the order, or drop him in the order? That's what I would do. I need Castellanos sitting clean up tonight. Derek is up on WIP.
Derek.
What's up, Derek?
what's going on? Can you just give me a second, please? Because this is the stuff that gets me agitated, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the only grace I will give Alec Boehm is that him getting traded, it got public, right? So that's a scar, right? It's hard to be on the trading blocks. They couldn't trade him. Now you got to come back in the locker room and it goes public, right?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
But my advice to Alec Boehm is, right, go put him on the bench, right, and have him go up there and stand next to my boy Taiwan Walker, right, and let him put his mentals back together, because Taiwan Walker, he got booed on opening day, and he wasn't even pitching, right? Then the day that he was pitching, they booed him. He went out there, and he threw a great game. So here you play sports professionally. So most of the game, it is mental. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Alec Boehm definitely has the talent. It's there. He was an all-star last year. Mm-hmm. But this is the same guy when he made that error and they booed him and he said, I hate it here, right?
Yep.
The fans, as soon as he came out, oh, he apologized. Well, he was supposed to, right? He was supposed to. But everybody, oh, he's growing up. He's maturing. Behind the scenes, he's not, though, right? If that was the case, why would the Phillies be trying to trade an all-star
third baseman,
at his age, if he was getting over the hump, he obviously not doing something right in the locker room.
Yep.
For him to want to get rid of an all-star like that. And I just feel like a lot of times, especially in this town, like, we be hard on people, but we also be soft on people that deserve to be a little bit harder. The other night, he had a nice open the game with a nice hit, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
He had a nice hit. And what did he do in his next at bat, right? The Phillies had a little something going. What did he do? The first pitch he saw, he swung at.
Yep, double play. Yep.
So he just gotta get it together. And sometimes you gotta sit back and watch for you to understand. And don't punish Sosa. You know what I'm saying? Sosa's playing great ball. So give him all the flowers you want to give him, Zach Wheeler, whoever. Who cares about what Boehm's feelings are? If Boehm was doing what he was supposed to do, they'd be celebrating him too. But he gotta go through the motions, man. And he gets booed and all that kind of stuff, it come with the territory. But all this, be easy on him and do this and do that, man, save all that, man.
Yeah, I'm done being easy. Yeah, dollars, yeah. Man. No, and he's been here 6 years now, Derek. It's a good phone call. Yeah, it's a little challenge. You mentioned earlier here with the Topper's job, right? It's challenging because if we just look at it in a vacuum, six years in the major leaggues, we shouldn't treat him with kid gloves. Mm-hmm. But we all acknowledge as well, he's mentally fragile. So if you're hard on him or bench him or whatever, you may lose him, and then it's over.
I will say this to that, and Derek, I understand where you were coming from, and it's not you're not coddling. Well, I don't think you're coddling. I don't think I'm coddling. I think it's you're trying to understand how to reach the player, and to your point, I was telling you this story this morning, Joe. When Harold used to tell me stories about when he played, how the guys didn't want people to know that they were hurt because they were scared if they were hurt that they would lose their job.
Right.
So they were driven by something that's totally different than what some of these athletes are driven by this day and age, because they make a ton of money. And when you get drafted, if you get a guaranteed contract, that's exactly what it is. It's guaranteed. So now there's not that pressure of feeding your family because the family's fed. Now you have to figure out what drives this player. And that's the thing that I'm talking about. A lot of times, especially us as sports fans, we look at athletes and you justify why you can't do this, whatever, because you make a ton of money. It's more to it than that. You got some guys that have been coddled and pampered their whole lives, and they've been told they're that dude their whole life. Think about that for a minute. And then all of a sudden, you go into a situation where you might not have struggled your whole career. And then you get in a situation and you're not playing well, and you're starting to you're reeling a little bit, you're in your head, and then you have some guys, and it might sound silly, but this happens, that are praising somebody who you know is directly trying to take your job, and they're supposed to be your friends. Now, for a lot of people, they look at that and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you're not really my friend. Some people think that way. I don't think that way. That's competition, but everybody doesn't look at it like that.
So I think the hard part for Topper here, Hugh, is it's double whammy. It's one, worrying about losing the player, but two, and there was a story that came out a few weeks ago about them benching him in the playoffs. And in the story, Matt Gale wrote it, that there was, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it in front of me, but there was like, it didn't just come overnight. There were some maybe players on the team that were saying like, hey, this is ridiculous that he's acting like this. And maybe it pushed Topper to say, all right, we got to bench him. So my point on this is, how do the other players on the team feel? Because Topper's thinking, I got to not lose the player. I'm trying to help him out. But if the other guys in the clubhouse are like, enough, enough. We got to try to win a game tonight. Sosa's a better option. That's hard on Topper, because if his other guys want the other guy in the game.
You got to do it. You got to do what's best for the organization. Kind of, this is similar to me, to the whole Joel Embiid thing. It really, really is. And that's the thing that I look at, because Joel Embiid, the whole time during this season, they're talking about his knee and him getting back on the court. Joel Embiid was more fixated on who the hell talking about me or dry snitching on me in the locker room.
Rather than the
bigger issue. And that's, in a nutshell, that's how most athletes are. You will be hard-pressed in this day and age, in this era, to find guys that really don't care what's being said about them and just go out there and do their job. Because you always hear in everybody's speech or whatever, they talk about what happened to them in the past or how they were treated in the past. That is just, some people can internalize that and still thrive off of that. Some people can't. It just drags them deeper down into wherever they are. And that's what it feels like is going on with Alec Bohm.
It does, and I don't know how they make it better, but I do know this. They cannot have him hitting cleanup tonight. I can't do it. 215-592-9494. I drop him in the order. He wants to let it be for at least a little while longer. Kyle wants a bench tonight. Where do you come down? Before we go any further, we do have a $100 gift card, not $94 like it says here. We changed that on this show. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's play a little game we call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
You know, I kind of thought about this a little bit. And yesterday, I made it a little hard yesterday.
It took a while.
It took damn near the whole show
for
everybody to figure this out. So I said, today, you know what? I'm going to make it easy.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make it easy.
Generous Douglas.
And I would not be surprised.
Sure.
No, I'm serious. Seriously. All jokes aside.
Uh-huh.
And I would not be surprised if the first caller that calls in for this gets this. Because this clue is fire.
That hasn't happened since early on in Hugh's Clues. And then you were hurt.
Then I started.
You were hurt. You started making them hard.
Okay, but this was easy.
All right, what do you got?
This was easy. Ready, Joe?
Yep.
This was the hottest toy back in the day when I was growing up. The absolute hottest toy.
Wow. The hottest?
The hottest.
The hottest.
If that's a consensus, this should be very easy.
Yeah,
then.
It should be.
It should be easy. It was the hottest toy.
All right.
The hottest.
The hottest toy when Hugh was growing up. There is clue number one. Let's go to Dan in Malvern. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Dan. What's going on?
Hey, just a couple notes here. Great.
Dan took notes now.
Really, really great game last night. Really showed the grit of the team and the determination of not giving up. Walker, I thought, pitched great. Got out of some jams. Showed the grit out of him. So good outing, I thought. Hugh, you were a little off on the innings, but that's okay.
Hopefully a little. I'll take a little.
No, he was close.
What,
though.
What a dope.
Wait, he was one out away because you said five innings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did say five.
Two hits. Yeah, he was close, yeah.
All right, you were close, Hugh. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine, though.
Trey Turner, ninth home run.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good to see him, get a major hit for the beginning of the season. You know, took him a little bit, but, you know, it counted. Let's talk about Alec, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just frustrated with him. Really, really frustrated. His behavior, you know, going 0 for 5. My POV is just send him down to AAA. Let him work things out. It's all mental.
So that would, to me, that's the nuclear option, Dan. I mean, that if you're sending him down to AAA, you're basically saying you can't help us in the major leagues right now.
Send him down before you go to get to see Mama in the Lou? Man, that'd be cold-blooded, man. You're going to see Mama get a home-cooked meal. Mama probably got family coming over. About to cook some nice vittles, favorite meal.
Head to Lehigh Valley with Stubby.
Man, I would be hot.
Yeah.
I'd be hot.
Exactly.
Go put a tomato pie jersey on and head to Allentown. I mean, Dan, if it lasts longer than this, it's got to be part of the options. Because right now, he almost feels unplayable. I mean, you watch him some of these games, it does feel unplayable sometimes.
I mean, it looks like I'm watching, Saturday T-ball. With his antics.
Well, and then he's taking it out to the field, too. I thought last night he stumbled over the one ball, and they couldn't turn the double play. It's not good. All right, Dan, what's your guess for us? Hugh's clues, a popular toy when Hugh was young.
Oh, Hugh, you're a lot older than I am, so
wow.
I really don't know. Let's, I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Dan. You don't have to apologize. I mean,
that's how I kind of figured.
Call you old. I mean,
this is probably for the
opening shot.
This is definitely the unk demographic here.
Yeah.
This is definitely in the unk demographic.
He very kindly called you old.
I mean, it's fine.
You're a lot older than I am.
Listen, I feel good, and I look good for my age if I do say so myself.
Because it's shredding season?
Yeah, it's shredding season. Yeah. It's shredding season.
Of course. Matt and West Deffer. What's up, Matt?
Yo, Joe. What's up, Hugh?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Listen, I mean, I wanted this phone call to be a positive phone call, but then Kyle hit me with the Alec Boehm. But I just want to start off and
all
say,
my
listen,
fault.
Right?
Listen, I just want to say this. Yes, I did not want Trey. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that told you don't know baseball, all that stuff.
Oh,
that was you, man.
It comes full circle.
Yeah. Listen, I get phone calls, texts when you guys play my sound clip and all that. But listen, this year. Joe, I mean, you hit it on the head. Like, Trey Turner's a different player. He's getting on base, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he's getting on base, we're scoring runs. Like, I remember early in the season, I forget which game it was, but it was an 0-2 count. He got on with a walk, and then someone hit a bomb, or he got.
I think it was the home opener where he pinch hit, and then Sosa hit the double behind him. Yeah, Matt, I've been very hard on him his first 2 years here. I like what I'm seeing so far. Better in the field, he's running more, and he's got a better approach at the plate. And I was happy for him last night. That was a huge home run.
No, absolutely. I think that is the game. And once I seen that, I said, you know what? Maybe something's different this year. Hopefully, and like. He's been getting on base, and then last night a clutch home run. You know that's a big home run.
Yep.
It's good to see Walker pitching good. You know, it just stinks with sports. I mean, when you get a contract, not every single year, you know, that player is going to be awesome. But hopefully this year he earns that money because, you know, what I'm saying. Then you got Lizardo. You don't know where he's going, even with Ranger Suarez. We might not even need bullpen help later. You know, you have no idea.
Well, hopefully yeah, and they could, down, yeah, but, they could put Ranger in the bullpen if Taiwan keeps doing this. Matt, what do you think about Boehm? What would you do tonight?
So Kyle put me on the spot. Listen, I mean, I said bench at first, but it's a lose-lose. Like, I agree with you, right? Like, if you drop him in the lineup, right, he's a baby regardless, so he's going to, like, we could lose him regardless if we drop him. If we bench him, then we could lose him. You know, so it's, like, I honestly agree with you with this Ben Simmons, like, 2.0. Like, it sucks because he's not a bad hitter, but he's just so in his head, and it's like we wanted to trade him so bad. And then you got the players. I couldn't believe when Wheeler said that it was Sosa was his favorite player. I was like, wait, what did I just hear?
I know. Like, yeah, well, he hears it, and then you get Bohm hearing that, like Hugh's been saying, and maybe that's in his head too. All right, Matt, give us a guess. Hugh's Clues, a popular toy when Hugh was young.
Listen, I'm with the other caller. I have no clue. I am zero clue.
You know what? The ironic part is you thought the first caller would get it, and we got no guesses.
People are stumped by how old you are.
Is Matt still online?
No, he's gone.
Well, I want to say, Matt, thank you, because I feel like callers like Matt, I never take it personal, but it makes me want to talk baseball better. So I want to say thanks, Matt, because that stuck with me.
Well, and it stuck with him. People texted him when we used that drop.
It stuck with me. And so I appreciate that, man, because I don't – like, when you hear stuff like that, it just makes you want to be better, but I just want to give you props, man.
See,
I appreciate that.
You're the anti-Alec Bohm. 215-592-9494. All right, we come back. All your phone calls. And the Phil's big win last night, but the Bohm situation, what should they do? Bench him, drop him in the order, or just let it ride and let it be? We'll hit that. Your calls, guesses for Hugh's Clues. You guys might need a second clue quickly here. Plus, Brandon Graham on his podcast toward some very revealing comments on his retirement and his current status as a retired player. Hugh has some strong thoughts on this. We'll get into that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.